This podcast Summer's is brought to you here. By the surface of the sun.
Cooking my beer. We could just put barley and water in the gutter and let it ferment.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess.
Mike's not opposed
to it. As far as you say.
It's like they did in ancient Egypt.
Gutter brew.
Gutter brew. Well, it sounds like we're at the perfect pour.
Yay.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a craft beer podcast about, you know, culture of craft beer.
Yeah, gutter beer.
Fresno, California, West Coast, and beyond.
And surface of the sun.
I'm one of the co-hosts, Mikey.
Why do you sound sad, Mike?
I don't know. I'm like heat is draining me right now. I'm wishing I was in the pool.
Brain melt.
At least there's a lot of good beer in here.
Thank goodness.
We had to turn down the cooler so it's not annoying in the recording.
You're welcome, folks. Uh-huh. You don't want cooler.
We are
noise.
Sacrificing for you people good to make this less comfort. Annoying to listen to.
Good thing you can't smell us.
Yeah.
It's a cool 97 degrees here and at the Perfect Pour Studios.
That's
Dorktown Studios.
That's Nick.
I am Nick, everybody.
And back. After a one episode hiatus.
Yes.
You almost lost your seat there.
Is the brother Matt.
Yes, good old me. Hi.
Did you listen to the one you weren't on?
Yes.
Oh my God, you jerk. What a jerk.
I don't know.
If I can't get somebody who's on the show to listen to the show when he's not on the show, then what? I mean, we're in trouble.
I'm a busy person. Work 7 days a week.
Wow.
Have another podcast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. He's too busy for us. I guess we'll have to drop him.
Yeah. God damn it. I guess so. There's a lot of good craft beer drinkers in Fresno.
I can guarantee you, though, it's in my iTunes. It's sitting in my iTunes.
Oh, wow.
I subscribed.
You better give Perfect Pour a good review in iTunes then to all make
right.
up for it.
All right.
I don't care how much you lie. You better lie good and be all positive and five-star-y.
Mm-hmm. I think I have about like 300 Dorktown episodes to listen to.
So. Oh, man, you missed a lot, bro.
That's all the way back to like 2007.
So much drama you've missed. We had a pool mic the last episode.
Poo.
All right, let's get back. Let's get to talking about craft beer.
Oh, okay.
Something we like doing.
Well, one of the first things we start off was something I brought back from San Luis.
Yeah,
which was Tappet Brewing, their American Pale Ale.
I haven't been to San Luis in a long time, and I had not heard of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, they still have.
I only know Slow Brew
in the downtown. Yes, there's Slow Brew. And then there's Old Creek Brewing. I don't know how popular or what they do, but I walked by it. But Tappet's actually a little bit ways out of downtown by the airport. That's all I know. I don't know how far that is. Probably like a mile.
Yeah.
But I think it's 3 miles from the main downtown drag, Hagira.
But they have good brews. They have good machinery.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh. Nick just opened a damnation from Russian River, and it has a cork, in case you didn't hear that.
That was damn awesome.
It's over in that region.
It's somewhere in the studio. So you took the wire off of that, and then it just started moving after it?
It just went for it.
You didn't do anything?
I lightly touched it, and I felt it kind of release a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait, what's going on? And you could see the cork just rising right out of the top of the bottle.
It just did it on its own. The beer in there is pissed off and it wants out.
I like that. If you were 15 degrees more to your right, you would have played like Knock the Bottles Down with the Russian River.
And
right
it would
there.
Have been, yeah. Ironically, would have knocked down a bunch of Pliny's.
You would have won a carnival game right there. Wow. Stuffed animal.
Or even worse, I could have hit a fluorescent light, which I'm now realizing is right there.
Yeah, we would have died.
Who cares about those? Breathe them all.
We would have died.
You breathe in worse things all the time.
So, yeah, we pre-show, we drink a Tappet.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Did you say American Pale?
American Pale Ale.
And how many? They have an IPA?
They have an IPA, an APA, and they have a few different ones. But as far as you go to any corner store within a decent mile radius, mm-hmm. you'll find those two.
Okay. Much like Tioga, like you were saying before, mm-hmm. like Tioga is here in Fresno. Mm-hmm. And then we've been drinking the Deschutes
mm-hmm.
Brewery Fresh Squeezed IPA. It's got this the eye-catching label that I saw, and I was like, I got to try that, because it's got a hop, and then it's got a vice in the middle of a vice, and it's the vice is squeezing it, that the hop juice is coming out of the hop.
Kind of so reminds you of Casino, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's got a go.
Don't put my head in the mess.
So, it's got a cool label, and it's a good. It looks like a red. It's really dark. Yeah, it's really dark, but
fruity.
It's good. It's like heavy fruity.
Yes, yeah, very sweet. Fruity.
A little sweet if you swish it.
Smooth.
Smooth like a bottle of bourbon sitting in the sun.
So now, of course, we have heard the Damnation is open.
No, you know, just some brewery.
Just some brewery.
No big deal.
Can either of you tell us about Damnation at all, you brothers?
No.
Other than that, it's a 7.75%.
It's the first time I've seen a Russian River that you're okay to age.
Yeah. I can say that much.
I was kind of wondering, it says re-fermented in the bottle, so there's a secondary process, I guess,
yeah.
It takes to make this beer.
Yeah, it's probably just like when it's transferred into the bottle, they probably just add a little more yeast and what, and that's what makes it carbonated.
Give it some more alcohol. That's what, 7.5%?
Yeah. 7.75.
7.75.
So. Yeah. That means it might be a little gritty towards the bottom, probably. Chew on it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything floating around in there.
It's very active. There's a lot going on in my glass here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I have yet to, as big a Russian River fan as I am, I have not tried a Damnation, so.
This seems like it
should be exciting,
if
people.
The more you age it, I wonder if it'd turn into a little bit more of a sour. Because it kind of starts.
It's heading that way, huh?
It starts, but it falls right off, which is fine, but.
See, I was paranoid at first, because usually, you know, all the Russian Rivers I've seen are drink before, you know.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Drink, what is it, 10 weeks after it's been bottled?
Yeah, they're just drinking now. Why are you looking at this label? Why are you not drinking this?
Drink it already. Do not save it. But this one was bottled in December of 2012, and it was still in the cooler at Beer Revolution up in Oakland. And so I was like, oh, man, this is bad. These guys, I should yell at these guys for keeping Russian River.
Guys, you're going to lose your Russian River selling license.
Yeah, because I'm an expert now. But right above it, conveniently, it says age in a cool, dark place. So that's why it came home with me, because I love aging beers.
You love the age, don't
you? It's technically a golden ale.
I like my beers like I like my women.
A Belgian older. Strong pale.
Yeah.
Mmm.
I like it. Whoa. It smells soury.
It tastes like it smells. But it's got that dry paleness to it, which I like.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure enough, they add yeast for the carbonation. There will be sediment at the bottom.
Yeah.
I predicted it.
Good job.
Take that, people.
Good job, Matt.
Yay. But.
Pour slowly.
The name is what sold me, obviously.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I mean, it's a famous beer. I just haven't gotten to it, so I'm glad you did.
You can't get past that Pliny, huh?
Are you trying to say we belong in hell or something?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I finally found a beer you like, because I think the last couple I've left for you were not winners.
Well, I mean, it's Russian River. I don't know.
This is through.
Did they have anything that people were like, eh, that's not a good one?
Yeah. They're light beer.
Yeah.
Beer snobs.
Plenty light.
Plenty light.
Beer snobs. Oh, that's only
that's
popular.
A blind pig, and a lot of people, some people like blind pig more than Pliny.
I do. I'm a big fan. Thank you for that bottle, by
ooh.
The way.
Ooh.
Thank you and the bells.
When it comes to Russian River, I'd rather rush in the river than not. So
I don't know what that means.
That means I'll take anything by them.
Meh. He'd rather fight a bear.
I don't care.
Than be ice fishing in the tundra.
I don't care if they were like changing their compression floor mats underneath the beer machine and they just scooped up something into a bottle.
You'd be like, yeah, bottle that. all that mess that gets in the tray from the taps where, you know, like the overflow tray.
Yeah.
You're just like, yes, bottle that. That's not a bad idea. Like, just for that tray to the empty out into something.
We're so desperate here in Fresno.
We will take what empties out into your overflow tray from the taps, bottle it, and just label it Russian River Mix.
Yeah.
The Mixy.
Fresno edition.
Yeah. And we will be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Word.
Take it.
It's a blend.
You guys need to go up there.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa.
Does a train go up there? That'd be smart to take the train.
No, I don't think the train goes up the 101 there.
That'd be sweet.
I don't believe it does. You can get up to Richmond, and then, you know, find a way from there.
Yeah, Caltrain or something.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think you bus it or something. Just drive. Just drive.
I've done it.
You can do it.
What?
What?
It's possible.
But speaking of beer traveling, the both of you have been cool. You've been in the East Bay, Nick, and then the both of you have been on the Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you have the craft beer eye. You're going to be looking out for craft beer. Or what did you find, Nick, in the East Bay? What did you come across?
We successfully invaded the Kim's Bay Brews territory. Yeah.
I saw you asking Kim, like, hey, where should I be going right now?
Yeah.
And she's just like, she's on it, man. Kim's Bay Brews, if you look at her freaking her Instagram feed, shit ton of people are commenting and liking on her Instagram feed, and she replies to almost everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does she do that? How does she have time to reply to everybody like that?
Yeah.
It's insane.
I noticed that. Like, she'll reply to one of my comments I left, and I'll have to, like, search through 15 different posts to find where she mentioned me. It's like, holy shit.
Like, man, she's working it. Working that social craft beer medium.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, what did you find, Nick?
It was great. We went up to Berkeley for a concert, and we parked the car at the hotel and left it there. We said, we're going to walk. We're going to act like the locals. And went to a pizza factory. They call it Build. So
I was like, it's not the pizza factory in the valley.
Not like the pizza factory in the valley.
Did they toss them?
And were they awesome?
And they were awesome. And we stopped there because it came up on Yelp under craft beer bars. And so we said, oh, let's go check it out. And they had a pretty extensive craft beer list. So we were off to a good start right away. It was not hard to find good beer up there. But it was everywhere. Even the Greek Theater had good beers for the concert. And a lot of women up there drink craft beer.
What?
Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of different types of people drinking beer. Almost equal. It was almost 50-50 beer and wine up there.
Oh, okay.
From what I could gather. But cool place. They had some local brews. We tried a steam beer that was local to them.
Mm-hmm.
The what was it? Pedestrian Ale. It was really good.
Pedestrian Ale.
Pedestrian Ale. I should have looked it up before I started talking about this.
Yeah, really.
Good way to go.
But we want to edit more.
I'll edit this whole uncomfortable section out.
Yeah. But it was cool. So we did that. We had dinner, and then we kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the concert, and after the show, we were still thirsty, and it was Saturday night, so everything was still open. And we'd seen a place that looked really cool, and but we're still unsure of it. And Kim's Babe Brews chimed in, and she told us, yeah, that place is cool. We went to Jupiter, which is really, really sweet.
Seems kind of far from the East Bay.
Yeah, we got on a rocket ship and flew to Jupiter.
Cool, they have for a beer.
And it's an old world looking bar, kind of lots of hardwood and dark and dimly lit. And they have house brews and they have guest taps. And their guest tap selection was killer. Deschutes and Drake's. And
ooh.
Just all kinds of good stuff. Really cool. The bartenders were all wearing vests and long sleeve shirts and
classy.
It was way classy. Killer patio with a bonfire going in the back. Just a good time. And then on our way out, we managed to escape down to downtown Oakland, kind of by Jack London Square, and we hit up Beer Revolution, which I expected to be this ginormous bar, like wall of beer, you know, like the Willy Wonka factory.
It's called Beer Revolution.
Yeah. Like if Willy Wonka's was beer.
Blowing the frick away like when I walk in.
Beer river flowing through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you pick beers fresh off the tree. Then I hate to undersell it, but it was just a little hole in the wall, maybe the size of like a one car garage.
Right.
But their beer selection was still phenomenal.
Mm.
So that's where I picked up the Russian River. And I wish we could have stayed. They had a lot of taps. Their taps, I think, were more the highlight of that adventure.
Uh-huh.
But their bottle selection was killer. Got a hop zombie from Epic while I was up there.
Oh, yeah. That is good. Nice. I got that from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It was expensive.
Yes, not cheap.
Yeah, but good.
The Damnation was actually reasonably priced. That's the other thing that drew me to it.
And because it's so close to Russian River.
It must be, yeah. I was surprised. I guess they're not really an expensive beer to begin with, though, right? Pliny's only $4.
Yeah, they're not like, I mean, yeah, if you're buying, they're not that crazy.
Yeah.
They're not as expensive as you would think they would be.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be 10 or 12 bucks because mm-hmm. the
hype.
Novelty, yeah.
So we've gone through the Damnation now.
Damn it. Damnation it.
Hey-o. So now we have something left from our Arizona exchange. I've opened the door in the studio now, so if you hear crickets and cars going by.
Yeah.
Yeah, McShane, this one's from Flagstaff, Lumberyard Brewing Company in Flagstaff up there in northern Arizona. It's a nice kind of mountain town. It's in the pine. You wouldn't think, you know, a lot of people don't think Arizona has pine trees, but Arizona has pines, and Flagstaff is in there. It's a nice town. We came very close to moving there when I was a kid. But
is that where the mountains are really red? All the rocks and the
yeah, kind of.
Like if you drive up,
I think that's more New Mexico. But
if you're driving from Utah into Las Vegas, you cut across that very corner of Arizona, and then it gets really red. Looks like Wile E. Coyote.
It's kind of like that. That's kind of the Grand Canyon area and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
This is away from that?
No, it's not that far from it, actually. But that is what we're about to drink now. I made sure to save this because Matt missed out.
Aww.
So at least he's going to get to taste some of it.
Not only was I invited back, but they saved a beer for me.
Yeah.
That's like nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you, Matt, were gone because you were on the coast.
Yes.
What kind of drinking did you do on the coast?
It's not as quite glamorous as you may think. Generally, we just...
I did see some posts from you that are like very standard beer. I was like, that's not exciting. That beer's not exciting me, Matt. Give me something I don't know about.
Well, you know, it was... I wanted to kind of pregame it, so I hit up Old Docks on my way out of town. So I got a Lagunitas Lucky 13, you know, the Wilco Tango Foxtrot, Mount Whitney, and just a couple things like that. Once we got into town, I picked up that a six-pack of APA from Tappet. And my main thing is sit on the patio, stare at the ocean, drink a beer.
Nice.
And
can't be that.
No. And then... me and the brother, we like to go into San Luis, and that's kind of like our little beer journey. We go find records at the record shop.
Oh, I've been to that place. That's a cool. I'm glad that's still there.
Yeah.
That's a cool record shop.
Yeah, so we try to not spend too much money buying records.
you're like we got to save some money for beer.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy here.
Yeah. And then we just kind of walk downtown and just kind of pick the different, look at the different bars and kind of just try to find one that has some good craft beer. And mm-hmm. so we ended up at Frog and Peach over there. And they had Chainbreaker, they had Heretic.
I had the Anderson Valley Oak Barrel Aged Stout.
Yes. And then
Figueroa Mountain's huge over there.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. I love Figueroa. I mean,
not just like they have one of everything. They have six or seven different brands.
Oh, see, mm-hmm. like all you get here, we get the pale, the IPA, uh-huh. and the brown.
And the brown.
Davy Brown. So, which are all good, but like as far as I know, that's all they have.
Yeah, so they have a pale lager.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. They have a red ale, mm-hmm. which I didn't get to try, but I was looking at. And just crazy selections from Figueroa Mountain.
That's good because in a couple of weeks, we're taking a trip and meeting up with friends and stuff. Bells is going to be there and stuff. And we're all meeting at a house. We rented a house. Kind of like a central location. Kind of north of Santa Barbara, which I think is where Figueroa Brewing is in that general area. South of Pismo, north of Santa Barbara. That
Buellton
kind of,
and
yeah,
and
that
all those kind of
that
towns.
General area, yeah. which I think is where Figueroa is. So I'm hoping to get an opportunity to go check out the brewery there. I'm assuming they have a tasting room. I haven't researched it enough yet. So hopefully I'll be able to tell something from that. But so was there anything more outside of San Luis Obispo that you guys checked out? Or weren't you around? Where else were you staying at? It seems like weren't you in Monterey or something?
Well, no. Well, we stay in Cayucas.
Okay.
And that's a short drive to Morro and to
Morro
SLO.
Bay as well.
Yeah. SLO used to be the place to go for drinking over there.
Right.
They have other places, but then
to get college girls.
Yeah. Then Morro Bay got
if you're into that sort of thing.
If you're into that, I'm not.
Then Morro Bay got infected girls. With the Libertine Pub, and that's a real cool place to go. And then now in Cambria and Cayucas, there's a two-branch chain, and it's Old Creek Ale House and Cambria Ale House. Is it?
Yeah,
Cambria?
Both of them have Ale House after the name.
But they're actually trying to bring the craft beers into those towns, which was previously non-existent, you know?
Wow.
So it's kind of like, it's a nice getaway, but it's still pretty cool, and that's all I go for.
Yeah.
Just for the beer. What's all that water doing out there? Yeah. Ah, forget that.
Yeah, I don't need to be in the sand.
That's pretty nice. I don't know how the rest of the country, but if you're on the West Coast now, in this day and age now, it seems like every kind of tourist-esque place or decent-sized town is going to have some sort of craft beer traveling journey you can check out right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some more than others, but like even the small town will have something sometimes.
Well, yeah, if you've ever been to Cayucas, it's one street, you know, that's maybe 300 yards long, and that's it. And for them to support a craft beer bar is kind of neat, because a lot of people do the same thing. They rent a house for the week and go over there and stay, or you know, you always run into people, oh, we're from Fresno too.
Yeah, if you're on the coast, and if you're not living there, then it's somebody from Bakersfield, Visalia, or Fresno.
Yeah.
Or Merced.
Even the locals know what the weather's like in Fresno because there's so many people from there.
So many people going, God, this is so much better.
Yeah. You're not going back to that heat, are you?
It's kind of funny when like you walk into a storefront over in the coast area, and like they have a real bright, cheery personality, and they kind of notice you're out from out of town. They're like, oh, well, where are you from? You're like, oh, I'm from Fresno. And they're just like,
They're not all like positive anymore. They're just like, oh.
You see, and they just like put up their close sign and just walk off.
They're all, oh, okay. Well,
I was going to the bathroom. Anyway.
Goodbye.
Yeah. I've seen that happen more than once.
Dang.
Bye now.
Screw them, dude.
Bye, buddy.
Screw them. I don't know. So, Is there anything else? Anything else you've been drinking lately that's of interest? That something unique you guys have found?
We've been drinking some Lagunitas.
Lagunitas. Which one? Which?
So, to kind of jump back a story, back in Morro Bay, Libertine Pub, Music and Beer Connection.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, they did
here at the Perfect Board.
They did a day where they had the Frank Zappa day in Lagunitas. And I was like, oh, what's this about? I didn't think we were going to get to go. But it turns out we did get to go. It was last Thursday.
Wow.
And so we're sitting there, and this guy's handing out all this swag, this Lagunitas swag. And we're like, what's this guy doing? This guy's crazy, man. I thought he was taking it all, but he was actually putting it out on the table. So Lagunitas used to do these Frank Zappa-inspired beer recipes, and they'd label it with his artwork on there. Well, it turns out the whole freaking brewery is in Morro Bay. The brewmasters, the sales reps, all these guys.
All the Lagunitas people are in Morro Bay?
All the Lagunitas people are in Morro Bay at this little pub that we're at.
Wow.
And we're sitting there going, holy shit, this is like beer royalties.
And you didn't get an interview, damn it.
Oh, even better.
Oh, wait.
Oh, so we're sitting down, and Matt's like, something's going on here. And I'm like, this is crazy.
I'm sensing it. My spider senses are tingling.
He's like, this guy has an exquisite beard. He must know something.
He's got a good beard.
Yeah, it wasn't just some local.
He looks brewerish.
And so he, being a sales guy, looks right at us and starts talking to us, you know, without any hesitation. And we're like, so what are you doing? And he's like, oh, we're down here for a meeting, but here's some Lagunitas stuff for you. Have you ever had our beer? And we're like, well, yeah.
Yes.
And we start talking to him, and he starts telling us a story about these Frank Zappa beers. And he's like, yeah, this is something we did 5-6 years ago, and the Zappa estate asked us to quit.
I was thinking that because Nick has brought the labels in here. I'm looking at these labels. I'm like, how did they get away with this? I was thinking that same. I was like, how did they do that?
Yeah, supposedly they were friends and whatnot, and they used to make those, and now it's just
they were not friends with their lawyers. In other words.
Yeah, Frank was like, yeah, that's cool, but the money people were like, no, that's not cool.
Not cool.
So we do have. So we got to keep some souvenirs and whatnot.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we brought back some souvenirs, but we start talking to the guy, and he's actually the Valley rep for Lagunitas.
Oh.
And so we're from Fresno. We just got the new Dogtown in, and we've been enjoying that one. He's like, oh, yeah, it just hit your market, and he's telling us the whole story. And I was like, okay, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw it out there.
You're going to drop
shamelessly
the
plug.
Podcast drop bomb.
We do a podcast in Fresno.
Yes.
Oh, and he says, oh, shit. Yeah, Greg tells me about you guys all the time. I've heard of your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Look at that. You're on the coast, and you hear somebody that's heard about
the Perfect Pour. So hopefully we'll get, his name is Rudy. Hopefully we'll get him on here.
Yeah, love to have him.
He said
him
next
on.
Time he's in the Valley, maybe he could stop by, and maybe he could tell us the story behind the Zappa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was cool, because they were spinning Zappa vinyl in the bar. That's what they do. They spin records all day long. And good stuff. I was like in heaven for that afternoon.
I will say real quick.
That's awesome.
There was a guy in there like with some Zappa. He was like, oh, this Zappa stuff's cool. He's like, I could burn you guys a CD. And they kind of looked at him blankly. We're like, we play records.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah. We're playing records. I don't need a CD burned.
What's a compact?
That's cool.
Yeah. Good day. What a day to happen,
that's
to
awesome,
happen
man.
Upon, you know?
Hopefully in a future episode we'll have him on.
I hope so. That'd be cool to talk to those guys. Their beards are exquisite.
You just recognize his beard. You're like, that's somebody beery.
Yes.
That's a beer beard.
That is a beer beard.
I noticed that, like, I wasn't even going to talk about it, but I allegedly sent off a package to Growler Radio / Steve McShane today to Arizona, a little beer exchange. Maybe there was It was there was glassware. I sent glassware to Arizona.
Yes. Yes.
And it was a postal place here in town, and I and Nick had some problems.
Maybe
may have allegedly encountered problems sending it, and so I go in this postal place, and I'm a little bit worried about sending it because Nick's now had problems with it, and there's just there seems to be issues.
Why are you sweating? I was watching Cops.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, hopefully this guy won't ask anything about it. So I put the package in there, and I look in it's obviously like the owner. This is like a postal shop. It's not like a UPS store or whatever. It's, one of those guys.
Yeah.
So like I look at him, and I could tell he's the owner of the shop, and he's kind of in his 50s, maybe he's 50 or something. He's got a gray beard, and it's kind of that, it's got that brewer vibe beard. And I'm like, this might be all right. And so he puts a package on scale, and he doesn't ask anything about it other than the address. I'm like, this is going okay. And then I look on his wall, like behind the counter, and there's like this big beer kind of calendar, like this unique kind of beer calendar. I'm like, I think this, I almost want to go, dude, this is beer. It's cool, right? Like I totally got a vibe. Like this guy was a craft beer guy. I don't know. I've got some craft beer sense or something. It's the beard.
Like something spider, about is beards. That like Spidey sense? Beater
yeah.
sense?
Could, yeah.
So I think we may have an okay guy that'll send out beer.
Just the nod is all you need. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tip of his hat.
Okay. He's like, what's in this?
I'm breaking
like,
things. Hold on.
Speaking of your headphones being clear of knocking anything over.
See? It worked beautifully. Like the right and left matters. Why am I looking?
But speaking of some new beers for the area, I saw that Firestone has a Pilsner now. Did you guys see this?
I just saw it Pivo today. Pilsner.
Yeah, the Pivo.
Pivo.
Is that new or am I just new to me?
No, I think that's new.
It looks really new.
Yeah, I'm unsure.
It's a hoppy Pilsner from Firestone. And I've just seen it on their Facebook. I've not seen it anywhere else. But I think that's just like a recent thing, but
a hoppy Pilsner, huh?
A hoppy Pilsner. I don't know. That's if you're making a Pilsner hoppy, wouldn't that you, now you're just a pale ale? I mean,
aren't you into pale ale?
Well, Pilsner actually has its own type of grain.
Okay.
There is a Pilsner
malt. Where's our brewing experts?
Mm-hmm.
I just know that it's not only just a light, easy drinking beer, but they actually have a Pilsner malt.
Okay.
So, I mean,
the base is different.
So they're using a Pilsner malt and then they're hopping it.
Yeah, probably adding a little bit more hops. So, I mean, in brewing, there's only so many terms. So if you want to get technical, you can. If you want to call a double stout a black whatever, or you want to call, a black IPA whatever, people do that, even though it doesn't exist.
Wait, what doesn't exist? A black IPA?
Okay, well... Firestone has their Wookiee Jack, which is a black IPA.
It's very good.
Well, the black series of the technical term of a black beer does not exist in the list of beer categories.
Ah.
But if you do look for black beers, you will find there's a few things. Anderson Valley, they have what they call a double stout, which is considered a black lager. Sierra Nevada has a black IPA as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're out there, but it's not a technical term. So it could be the same thing. They're playing off that. They have a Pilsner beer made out of Pilsner malt, and they add an extra hop load to it. Could be simple as that. Call it a hop to Pilsner.
Yeah. There you go. Who says you don't learn something from the first four?
End debate.
The debate over.
Over. Which is why we're here. We're learning. Don't think we're experts.
Feel free to correct me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Perfectpour@gmail.com.
Yes. Reference perfectpour@gmail.com.
And say, hey, this Matt guy doesn't know what's going on.
Sounds like an idiot.
Another new brew. Ooh. A one-off. I guess. Catacomb Party here in Fresno.
Yes.
Tioga Sequoia is making a blueberry saison
mm-hmm.
called the Catacomb. It's
Catacomb Brew.
Is it Catacomb Brew? And it's a blueberry saison.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that?
Very little, yes. I've had one of their pilot brews.
There's a label.
Of it.
There's a full-on label.
There's a label. There's a tank. A big, tall 1,400-gallon tank of it. It does exist.
Yeah. It's ready to be drank.
I've had a pilot of it, and it was pretty good. I don't know how blueberry it was to me or other people. I'm not a huge fan of blueberries, but I heard that this next batch, it's going to punch you. It's going to have a good
blueberry
left hook.
Punch.
It's going to have a good left hook into your jaw of blueberry. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a good one-off.
All right. So be good to have there. Mm-hmm. Like, will it just, do you know, like, how it's being distributed? What, is it just going to be, like, at Fresno Brewing Company? Or is it going to be out there?
See, that I
don't
know.
Or just going to be at the Catacomb Party? Or?
The fact that they made labels makes me seem to think it's going to be bought. Yeah,
right.
If you look at the, well, I don't know for sure, but look back on the label. If it depicts a size, that will pretty much tell you how half of it will be distributed.
Okay.
Usually with most beers, with any company, you know, so much is kegged, so much is bottled. So I would doubt that we would see it in like FBC or maybe bottles out here. They kind of infect the full Fulton Mall, so could be possibilities. Who knows what
Fulton
John's
Mall
up to?
Fulton Mall needs infecting.
Maybe I'll go bug John, see what he's up to. John Escoval.
Oh, John Escoval.
Be like, what? What are you doing with your beer?
What's happening with this beer?
Where is she?
He's like, I don't know. I have 20 shows I'm thinking about. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
So.
Mm-hmm. So.
Some events to think about here locally. July 21st, the Warthogs, Fresno's home brewers, the Warthogs.
Association.
Yep. They are having an event at Das Bierhaus.
Ooh.
Hopefully we can make that. And, yes. You know, make some connections over there, you know.
Man, that's not too far from their stomping grounds.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's down great. The street from the homebrew shop.
Mm-hmm.
What's the homebrew shop?
Ben Comos? Mm-hmm. Good place. We've been told
that's Fresno's
have.
Only homebrew shop, right?
I'm told there's two.
Really?
I think there's one that's a little bit bigger of a scale.
I haven't heard of a second one.
I've just known in the past people are like, do you go to Ben Como's or blah, blah, blah? And go Ben Como's.
You're all, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. There's no blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I go to Ben Como's.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
So, try to.
So, see. Hopefully we can make that.
Mm-hmm.
IPA Day is August 1st.
What?
That's exciting for me.
You know what that means?
I don't know about you guys.
It means there could be a badge.
Oh, for all it could be an untapped badge for
all
August
you tappers.
I would assume Untapped has a badge for IPA Day.
Yeah.
I finally got 200 unique beers badge.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
after
that was like a long time ago for you guys, apparently.
Yeah.
That was 108 beers ago for me.
So I've just gotten to 200 unique beers on Untapped.
That's good. You've had more beers
than us. Which was shocking to producer Becky, but not to these two.
No.
They are. Shocking. It's not such a big deal, dude. You should probably not say anything.
Fresno Covers Fresno album release party.
Yeah.
July 12th.
Yeah.
That's honorable mention.
Yep. Yeah, you could drink there. It's Fresno Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a CD of Fresno musicians covering other Fresno musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awesome.
That is actually, yes.
It doesn't involve beer, but it's still awesome. It involves music, and we like that. All right. Before we go.
Oh, is that time?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
Oh, okay.
What beer would you think Wolverine drinks? What beer do you think Wolverine drinks?
Ooh.
look. I got Matt to put his phone down. And drink a beer in contemplation. He's like, oh, shit, now I'm interested in this podcast. What beer do you think? Because you've seen Wolverine depicted drinking beer. hanging out in a dive bar in Canada a couple times in the movies.
Canada.
And then and the comics as well. You've seen him getting trying to get drunk in the comics. This is he's a very much a working class, tries to depict himself as a working class guy. And but the thing is, here it is with Wolverine, it's hard for him to get drunk because he's constantly healing himself. So it's very difficult for him to get drunk.
Okay.
So what kind of beer do you think, what would your opinion be that Wolverine would be drinking?
It would either be Murphy's or Young's, because they come in a taller can, because I see him as a shotgun guy. Pull him out, put in the three blades, and then, there he goes.
Just yep. Shotguns, Murphy's.
Yep.
Okay. In the comics, I was reading up on this. Somebody did a big, it was like from last year, but somebody did on a geek website who happened to be a craft beer drinker, did this very same thing. Because I was just like, oh, I thought of it. I was like, oh, what would Wolverine drink as a beer? Because I'm always thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw X-Men First Class, the one scene that Wolverine is in that movie where Professor Xavier and Magneto come into the bar looking to round up some mutants, and they find Wolverine in the bar, and they're like, hey, what's going on, man? And he's just at the bar drinking, and he just goes, fuck off, and they leave. And it just made me think, well, like, what beer would he be drinking? And somebody did an actual very long article on it, and it basically it is in the comics, he actually brews his own beer, and he brews an IPA.
Ooh,
at one, and that's one, pretty specific. One of the yeah, and there was a long debate about it in all the comics. Nerds love to debate, nerdy stuff like that. And there's some people are saying like Wolverine's senses are extremely heightened, and he actually like the smell of regular humans is like regular Americans. Is like very nasty to him. That's why he smokes cigars so much to disguise the smell. So that some people would summarize that he would not drink a complex beer because it would be too much for his senses, and that he would just drink pilsners all the time. And then other people were like, well, his senses are so much that he would need something flavorful that would do a lot for him, and then would have high in alcohol because it's hard for him to get drunk since his body is constantly trying to recharge itself or whatever. So he'd have to drink really fast.
He's got
a lot of alcohol really fast, and there really didn't seem to be a consensus on it. So I would just go that he's a big heavy alcohol IPA guy. But he's from Canada. A lot of people are saying he would just drink Molson's all day.
Labatt Blue.
Labatt Blue. And then does have an affinity for Japan, so he would have to drink a lot of Japanese beer. Like yeah.
Some Asahi Black.
Yes, Asahi Black.
Asahi
Black.
So I don't know.
Ah, Ruination, Ruin 10.
Yeah, he should just drink Russian River all day.
Drink Russian River all day.
See, maybe he'll refer to people as damnation. Go to hell.
Sink.
Damn it all to hell.
All right. Do you guys have any cheers to give out on this perfect pour number 17? Yeah,
there's probably some in here.
You can find us on iTunes and give us a review or something that helps. We're on Twitter at Perfect Pour Pod. We're on the Facebook. Nick will get into any kind of conversation you want on Facebook.
That is right.
Find the Perfect Pour on Facebook. Perfect Pour Pod.
Let's see. Local Drinker. He's been hitting me up on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Local Drinker. Yeah. He's been on Instagram. We're on it. Oh, well, I'm on Instagram at Dorktown. What are you, Matt?
Bearded Brewer. Bearded Brewer 87.
Nick, what are you on Instagram?
I am the Nick80. Instagram, I want to say cheers to, I wish his knew his real name, but his handle is Trio to Shine. We were commenting about being on the coast. He went just after I did, and some interaction there is kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's a giant ginge. A guy named
Joe. Is it Ginger?
Guy named Joe. Yes, he is Ginger. He's pretty cool. Interacts.
At Darktown on Untapped for me on Untapped.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The Nick 88 on Untapped.
Bus Dude 56 on Untapped. I need to change it so they all match. But
well, you can't now. It's too late.
Yeah, I can't. Damn it.
It's going to screw you up.
Cheers to Travis from the Libertine for friending us.
Yep.
Yeah, he found me on Untapped out of all things. I don't know.
Or Tyler. I'm sorry, not Tyler. Travis. Oh. Tyler Clark.
Yeah, take back my statement. I mean, yeah, Tyler, he found me on Untapped. I don't know how. I don't have a real name or a real designation or anything.
Thanks for listening to The Perfect Four, number 17.
The Perfect Four.
Please rewind and return to the video receptacle.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Yeah. Word.